Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from Eugene, Oregon, in the United States, we hear from Dr. Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Her reflection is entitled, Bye, Mom.
A reading from the first book of Kings. So Elijah set out from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, who was plowing. There were 12 yoke of oxen ahead of him, and he was with the 12th. Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle over him. He left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." Then Elijah said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" He returned from following him, took the yoke of oxen, and slaughtered them. Using the equipment from the oxen, he boiled their flesh and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out and followed Elijah and became his servant. One of our adult children has a job that involves coordinating lots of people and places and things, and I had the chance recently to see her in action at work. Watching her while simultaneously trying to play it cool and look like I wasn't watching, I had this little heart twinge. How is it that the toddler who dressed up in my clothes and cried for me when she was sick or frightened became this self-possessed, skilled, working woman I now beheld? I was so proud and delighted to see her in this new light, and I also felt a little nostalgic for when I had that seemingly endless young person energy. My husband and I have 5 adult kids, so that full heart is a regular experience for us. Incredibly sweet and a little wrenching. That full heart is something I think about when I hear today's story from 1 Kings. I always wonder what Elisha's mom thought when her son came in from the field to say that he just slaughtered a yoke of oxen, burned the farm equipment to cook them, and was hitting the road as a prophet's servant. Bye, Mom, heading out. Did Mom want to say, not so fast, you? Because that's exactly what I'd want to say. Even though I'd know in my heart of hearts that he was going anyway, because I've been there, both as the one who leaves and the one who's left. That movement of life force from generation to generation can be joyful or painful or both, but it's always inexorable. I don't know about the situation where you are, but here in the United States, the relationships between the older and younger generations can be tough. The younger ones accuse the older ones of slowness in mind and body, of inflexibility, of taking up too much space in the job market, of bad driving and obsolete manners. The older ones, meanwhile, accuse the younger ones of self-centeredness, of disrespect, of privileging technology at the expense of human relationships, of crazy driving and no manners. Compared to Elijah and Elisha's story, there doesn't seem to be much mantle taking or mantle passing. Sometimes, my friends, we are Elisha, called to say goodbye to an old way of life, that comfortable job, that familiar ministry, that secure sense of ourselves as a person of wealth or standing or health, called to receive a mantle, say farewell, and follow. And sometimes, we're Elijah, called to pass along what we've begun to someone else who will finish it, tasked with recognizing and calling forth and blessing the next generation of the Lord's workers. But everyone, sometimes I act like I have got that mantle, and I forget that it's not mine to keep. It needs to cross the shoulders of others. Think about your own children, literal or metaphorical. Your students at school, the neophytes in your parish, the poor you help feed or the sick you help tend, the little kids who take piano lessons from you, the workers you mentor, the community members you help form. Think about how you can cover them with your mantle and see them as I saw my daughter in a new light. Today, may you look for that person who hasn't yet received a mantle of calling and blessing and cover him or her with your mantle. And may you walk and work together, worshiping and serving, prophesying and working for the reign of God.